morning, everybody. Can everybody hear me? Good. So today we're going to learn about diet and the immune system. Now, our immune system is absolutely essential for our survival, but it's influenced by a number of different things, including our diet and the way that we live. So today I'm going to explain to you why nutrition affects your immune system, and also why this becomes increasingly important as we become older. I'm going to give you some examples of how specific nutrients in our diet affect the immune system, and at the end I hope to give you some highlights of some of the research that we're doing in this area. So the immune system is a barrier to the entry of pathogens. Pathogens are foreign bodies that we don't want inside us. So they include bacteria, viruses, and parasites, things that will cause infections and that we want to keep out of our bodies. So the barrier is presented in several different forms. Our skin, first of all, forms the barrier to the entry of those pathogens. The second barrier is our gastrointestinal and respiratory tracts. So gastrointestinal tract represents the tract that leads to your gut, and the respiratory tract is your breathing apparatus that leads to your lungs. And they also form a barrier that keeps out bacteria and viruses most of the time. We also produce mucus, which has an important role in the immune system because it washes bacteria and viruses off the surfaces inside our bodies, and it stops them sticking and being able to get into our blood, because if they get into the blood, they cause an infection. So mucus is also very important. In our stomachs, we produce acid. Now, the acid in our stomachs helps us to digest food, but it also has a secondary function, which is that it kills bacteria. It kills most of the bacteria that come in through our food. Not all, but most. So it's important that our stomach produces acid to kill bacteria. And finally, we have some friendly bacteria in our gut. And I'll explain exactly what I mean by friendly bacteria and what they do a bit later in the lecture. Now, of course, sometimes we do get infections. So obviously, our immune system doesn't work 100%. But if those pathogens, or bacteria, viruses, parasites, do get into our bodies, then our immune system has to be able to fight them. It has to be able to deal with them and remove them and destroy them. And the way that our immune system does this is that it produces proteins that it releases into the blood, and those proteins recognize the foreign bodies. They coat them, so they stick to them, and that enables them to be recognized by cells of the immune system and destroyed. So if those foreign bodies do get into our body, then they can be destroyed by our immune system. This is just a simple diagram to show you where the immune system is in your body. It's spread all over. So there are specific cells and tissues of the immune system that you find all over your body. In your throat, you have tonsils, and you also have adenoids in the back of your nasal passage. So they're shown here. You have a tissue called the thymus, which is in your chest. You have the spleen, which is in your abdomen. You have several collections of immune tissue in your gut, quite a lot of immune tissue in your gut. So you have the appendix here, and also there are lots of collections of immune tissue called Peyer's patches all the way through your gut. You also have lymph nodes, which you find in your throat or neck, in your armpits, and also in the groin. So they're very rich in cells of the immune system. And your bone marrow is also a very important site for cells of the immune system. In fact, all of the cells of your immune system originally come from the bone marrow. That's where they're made. Once they're made in the bone marrow, they're released into your blood. So your blood is full of cells of the immune system. They're called white blood cells. And they can go from the blood into one of these other tissues where they mature. So when they're first produced from the bone marrow, they're very immature. They're released into the blood and they will go into the thymus or the spleen or the lymph nodes where they become more mature. In addition to those tissues, you also find all of the time that cells of the immune system are circulating in your blood and also in your lymph, which is a type of milky liquid. In addition to that, cells of the immune system are scattered through every tissue in your body. And they have to be, because they have to be everywhere looking for foreign bodies, looking for any bacteria or viruses that have infected you so that they can deal with those. So all of the tissues of your body have cells of the immune system, but they're concentrated in these tissues.